Hello there. I really feel I'm compelled to share this little piece with you. You see, just today in the morning when I woke up being weary in my mind. I was like tired in my mind. Early in the morning when I woke up, I was like without energy in my mind, in myself. So I didn't know why. I could not know why I was in that state. I was just feeling bad, so to speak. Everything was down. No motivation, no what. After some time, after some moments in that state, I don't know what that could be meaning. I don't know what that could mean. I like heard a voice. So voices, maybe from nowhere. And I wondered, I could not understand whether they were real voices or what. But I heard the voice say some kind of words like, "Do people know the beginning and the end of these things? Do people know the beginning and the end of all these things? Are people aware?" It was like a voice that was making echoes in my ears, or something of the sort. So I wondered what all of these things was all about. I didn't know what all this meant. So I could even not understand whether this was a real voice or something. But after some time, I probably started to have my mind opening. No, my mind like getting brighter. You see, like some kind of real vision, a vivid memory coming in as if to make me understand what the meaning of the beginning and end of these things was all about. So it came to me that if that was the answer to the question, I was in the understanding that the beginning that was being referred to by the word was the beginning of creation. I am here today. You are where you are today. And as I am speaking to you, I'm right here on the top of a mountain. I'm right here on top of a certain mountain here. I just came up here to ponder over this issue. And I don't know where you are, but we are in creation. We are in the created beings. We are in the creation, part of those things that were created. So it came to my mind that the voice was talking of understanding creation, understanding these things of creation, the meaning. So it came also to my mind that the meaning and purpose of creation, and also the end of all these things. So the word reminded me that do people know about the mystery of the beginning, purpose, and end of all these things? What it all means. And when I was sitting alone, then I also realized, and I also thought to myself, through experience and through my own life, when I walk around, when I live, when I do all these sorts of errands, when you do all your own activities here on earth, I can testify that people live people do all sorts of things. We, including me, live here. We were all created. All these things were created. Even the ground that we step on, the ground that we sit, that we lie on, whatever we do, was created. But then my worry, my heart sinks too far. My heart sinks too far. Oh, Deka. When I realized that many of us, many of the people, end there. They end on just knowing. They end just on the understanding of being created, that we are created, that we are living as things. Many people end there. We are living, we were created by some unknown power which cannot be described, to live for our time as things. And they end there. They find no purpose of all these things. They don't even bother about the end of all these things. The purpose in it, the meaning in it, they don't mind about that. So as I sat down thinking about all these things, I believe the same power of the voice helped me to make everything clear. I believe the same power that gave the voice unto me, that whispered into my ears, the same power that echoed into my mind, came and it brought everything clear to me and made me to understand and forced me to say it out, that it is high time, it is important that people know, people get to the understanding, the real meaning of life. If ever there is anything special, if ever there is anything complicated, life is the most critical, complicated, and special creation that we can all talk about. Life itself, life in me, life in you, life in everything, is the most critical, important thing, the most biggest mystery that people can consider. Now, being in that state, my point is, it was very much better for people to try to find out the truth. It is important to look for the truth. As long as we are living, as long as you are there, if you are probably listening to me, I do not know your background, I do not know your religion, whatever the case may be, I am saying it's really critical and important for every person to know one thing. This thing, that life was created for a purpose. So when we say life was created for a purpose, it means life in me was created for a purpose. Life in you was created for a purpose. So that purpose needs to be understood. We need probably to have some partial understanding of these things. A purpose. It's important. Let me say it out. Wherever it might be that is listening to me right now, I think it would be to your best to take this seriously, that it is good for your life. The fact that you are there today means that you will face reality one day. The fact, this is a real fact that I'm saying here. The fact that somebody is there, the fact that I am here, means that one of these days, at some moment, at some point in time, I will face the truth of the purpose of creation and the purpose of life and the meaning and the end of all these things. One day I will meet that. One day you will meet that. So my point, which I have been sent to make clear to everybody, is that it is better now for someone to choose to be clever, to choose to be intelligent. It's about choices. Life is about choices. It's a person who chooses the kind of life that he or she wants to live. You choose your destiny. You choose who you want to be. People choose to go to universities. People choose to go to various life disciplines. They choose. People choose to fight. They choose to hate other people. People choose to steal. People choose to rape. They choose. It's a matter of choosing. So I am saying that let us take this time, Lord, that we tell our mindsets, that we rethink within ourselves. Rethink within ourselves. Why were we created? Let's rethink the purpose of creation. Because this is not a dream. It's not a dream. You are there, you are sitting, you are walking, you are sleeping, whatever you are doing, you are not dreaming. You are there, you were created, I'm here, and this is an audio that I'm producing. It's real. But now, as all these things happen, are you aware of the purpose of creation, the purpose of your life, and understanding the purpose of the end of all these things? Are you aware of why all these things were set, why all this was made? So I am saying today, now you need to be aware, so that you are clever. So you choose to be clever. You choose to be intelligent. This is what I call life intelligence. This is life intelligence. I had not introduced myself when I started to speak to you. I am one of the group of people who are the life people. We are the founders of Lifelight Foundation Institute. We are about education for life and education for development. So the issue here is life is a critical thing. So I cannot keep quiet. I could not, having failed to be doing well in the morning and waking up in the condition or being shown a vision by the Lord and then not speak out, this would not do well with me. Now, ladies and gentlemen, my dear friends, my dear sisters, brothers, fathers, mothers, grandpas, grandmas, this is an issue of life. We are here today, but count days, count months, count years, we will not be here. We will be in another state. But are you aware of that? Are you aware of that? Do you know the purpose? Do you know how all things, do you know how all these things are moving? I was thinking that let's be together in this issue. It is advisable for the purpose of life. Since we teach life, the aim of our institute, the aim of our organization is to give life lessons. We are happy when people enjoy life. We are happy when lives of people are saved. So, I was saying to somebody, get up today, find the truth. Let us know the truth. Find the truth in life. Seek him who created all these things. Seek him who has a purpose in your life. Seek him who wants you to know him. There is no one at all. Really, there is nobody. If you are a father, if you are a mother, never at all would you want your son, would you want your daughter just to have him and he does willingly, he does what he wants and he does not care about you, he doesn't want to know you, she doesn't care knowing who you are, she doesn't care who you are. Nobody would want such a situation. You also need to know your father, your creator, what he thinks about you, what he likes from you. Work with him towards his purpose. He has a purpose. Seek him. He wants you to work towards his purpose. This I say because many people never think about the creator having a purpose for his creation. Now I'm saying it to you. He does. He does. He does. Because this creation was not just coincidence. It was not a thing that just came out from nowhere without a purpose. Never, never, never. There is a purpose. There is a direction. There is a vision. The creator is a visionary leader. He has got a vision for his purpose. He knows where he is going. He knows where he wants to go with you, with me, with everybody. But if you, if we, if I do not know him who has this vision, if you don't know him, the one who created all these things, the one who has this vision, then you cannot know his purpose. Then you can't work with him. Now I'm saying unto you, my friends, my sisters, my brothers, fathers, mothers, let's seek him. It's important, that is life intelligence. Seeking God, the creator, is intelligence. That is intelligence at its best. To look for him, to talk to him, to love him, to follow him, to listen to his instructions. That is the best that an intelligent person on this earth can do. So, let me go to the closing while I encourage you to say, choose life today. Now, in all these things, in his ways of creation, God, being visionary, has his plans. Along the way, when he created everything, when he started to live, when the first people created started living, up to today that I and you and me are living, God, along the way, had his plans. He has been doing things. He continues to do things. So he throws in things to help us to go on, to help us to understand, to know him. The people of old, in the Bible, we know about Moses. We know about Abraham. God talking to them, moving with them. Moses being given some task as God was showing himself to the people, as God was showing his purpose towards his people. Meaning that he wanted people to know him. He wanted to be followed. He wanted to be loved. And further, we find God sending Jesus. God is now sending Jesus Christ to die, to teach the word of God, to teach what God wants, to represent his Father. Jesus representing God here on earth. In other words, we can say we saw God in human form. It's like God came and he walked with us. He ate meals with us in the place. He shared everything with us, being God. Jesus having a purpose here on earth to show us who God is like, to show us the love of God. When we were going astray, when things were going uncontrolled, when fake beliefs, when fake types of truths were taking people astray, were taking people away from the real truth of God. False prophets, false beliefs, false religions. Jesus was sent to straighten the system. He was sent here to give the direction of God's ways, so that people know the real God. So that people know the real God, not the animal God. No. The real God who lives. The real God who is full of mercy. That's why Jesus came here. You can remember if you read the Bible, Jesus arrived at a place and there were people there gathered. They wanted to stone and kill a woman whom they thought, or they said they had find the woman. The woman was found flirting with another man. And it was fornication. And she was supposed to be killed. The people wanted to kill her. And they asked Jesus, what should we do with this one? Jesus, being God in him, being God in human form, a merciful and loving God, knowing that all of us are sinful, our minds are sinful, we are not right in ourselves. As long as we live on this earth, we may try to be good outside. We may try to look good when we move, when we talk. But inside of our minds, we might have something terrible. But what we did yesterday in the night, away from other people, may be very bad. Only that we were not seen. Nobody saw us doing evil. But we are evil. Jesus said, anyone who has not sinned can come and throw a stone on the woman. And nobody could raise up a hand to stone the woman. That is the nature of God. That is God whom we must all know. Yeah. If we know this God, then we are walking within his purpose. Then we are starting to know him. We are starting to move in his purpose. We are starting to know his truth. That is the truth, not the fake truth, the fake teachings of people who throw away the truth, who deny following the truth. So right now, I was talking about, or I am talking about getting back to God, knowing his ways, so that we know him and his purpose. The beginning and purpose and end of these things. These things, everything has got a beginning. Everything has got an end. There was the beginning of creation. Now we are in the process, in the implementation stage. And the implementation stage will end, and we have an end. But our God does not end. His purpose, his journey, His vision does not end. There are stages that we are falling through, that we are passing through. So I wanted to give life to you guys. I wanted to give life to somebody to say, you need to choose light. Choose light today. Choose life light today. Follow Jesus. He is our only hope. My dear friends, sisters, brothers, grandpas, grandmothers, Christ Jesus is the only hope that we have as a creation of humanity. If there was no Jesus, if he did not come as a creation of humanity, then we would be confused. Then we would not know God. Then we would not know the direction. Then we would not know the purpose of creation. And we would be fearing, we would be wondering what the end would be like. We would be fearing, we would not be understanding what the end will be looking like. What the end will be looking like. And what the end will be meaning. But it's because Jesus came to give light to us so that we understand the beginning, purpose, and end of all these things. So, choose Christ Jesus right now. If you want to turn your life around, if you want to be intelligent, I repeat again, choose Jesus. Choose life today. Remember, you were created. I was created. No more going back. What is only left is for me, for you to face death, which is the end for your temporary being here on earth. I am repeating. Death is just a temporary end of your being on earth, but your spirit remains. You remain. God is eternal. The spirit of God does not die. He is there right now in the spirit. So the spirit that was breathed in you by God will live. But where will it be? Is your spirit going to go back to God? Is your spirit in union? Will it be able to be in union with God, the Creator, who like sent it to live here on earth for a purpose? The Spirit of God that was put in you was put there to live here for a purpose. What is the purpose? To love God, to follow God's instructions, to do what He wants, to know Him. Do you know Him? Do you do what He wants? Do you follow Him? If your answer is yes, then you know Jesus. Then you love Jesus. If you are not born again in Jesus, your answer should be no. If you don't know Jesus Christ, you have not taken Him to be your leader in life. You have not believed in Him. Then you don't know God. You cannot know God if you do not understand Jesus. You don't know the purpose of Jesus coming here on earth. You can't know God, my dear friend. You will never know God. You will never. Only those who love Jesus, only those who turned to Christ and followed Him and took Him to be their leader in their spirit, they spiritually love Jesus, they follow Him, they believe in Him. It is Jesus who reveals to them our Father God. Jesus will reveal to you the real God, the maker of all things, not the fake gods of the ancestral spirits. No, not that, not those gods from the deep waters. No, but God is known through Jesus. So I'm saying, choose life today. I repeat again, choose life today. Choose Jesus. Follow Him. Love Him. And you will know the meaning of creation, the purpose, and the end of all these things. You understand the meaning of all of these things. And at the end, you will be in union. By the way, when your life ends here on earth, you are not frightened. You know where you are going. You are not thrown away. You have Jesus, our God, who came to walk with us, being the maker of all things, the creator, walking with us here, being with us here. Who said to this other thief, this other person, who said to this other person who was dying on the cross, I will be with you in paradise today. The robber was about to die, and Jesus also was about to die on the cross. But look, listen what he said. He said, I will be with you in paradise. Which means, if you love Jesus, you are not dying. You are not going to be thrown in the dungeon. You are not going to be thrown in hell. Your spirit is not going to be ignored. Your spirit is not going to be led astray, to be led unknown, to be led in darkness. But Jesus Christ will be with you. He will send his angels to get you, to snatch you as long as at the moment that your spirit leaves the body. God will send his angels to snatch you to his paradise. Like what Jesus said. That's why I have come to say, my friend, choose life today. Might be in America, might be in the United Kingdom, might be in India, might be in Botswana, might be in South Africa, might be here in Zimbabwe. Choose God. Choose Jesus. You have been living in some kind of lives. Yes, it has been happening. We were not all good. We did not know Jesus many years ago. No. We were living some bad types of lives. We were living all sorts of lives. But we left those and came to Jesus. We left everything. We decided to be intelligent and we chose Jesus. My friend, once again, choose Jesus. This is the time while your voice is able to come out, while your body is able to worship, while your spirit is jovial. Choose Jesus now. Choose the Lord. Call unto him, Jesus, the Son of God. You died for me on the cross. Take away my sins. I believe in you. I want to be with you. Be my leader. Be my Lord. Save me from dying a sinful death. I want to follow you, Lord. Call unto Jesus right now, and you will be saved. So, having done this, that which I was told by the voice in the morning, I think I have done a good part. That anyone who might have been listening to this audio should now be in a position to know that the beginning is the beginning of creation. The beginning of your being created. The purpose that you follow God. Love God. Call unto him. Let him be your father. Follow Jesus. If you do not believe in Jesus, then you are not following God. Let this be clear. If you do not believe in Jesus, then you are not following the real God. You are following lies. You need to follow the truth. The truth comes through Jesus. So, the word that came to me in the morning is this that I'm finalizing. its explanation to say, choose life. God's purpose for his creation is that we all follow him. We all do and live unto his will. Is that we follow Jesus, believe in Jesus, that we be saved. Jesus, who died on the cross, his spirit will quicken us. As long as, by the time that you start to love Jesus, his spirit will quicken your spirit so that you become a son or daughter of God. John chapter 1 verse 12, it says, he gave them power to be sons and daughters of God, those who believed in him. So, that is the purpose of God, the purpose of creation. The purpose of creation. Creation was made, yes, it's creation, that's the beginning. Purpose, God wants his creation to love him, to know him, to follow his rules. So you do that through Jesus. That is the greatest and best choice that you can make in life. Life ends. This life you see on earth, you are lucky if you will live over 100 years. So what benefit does it have to you to live 100 or less of years and then uncountable number of years and forgotten by God? Sorry. Live 100 years of life or less here in your own life without Jesus. And then you die. For eternity, you live in a place where God is not there. Where you, your Creator shunned you. Your Creator gave back to you. My friend, when God is not there, that is hell. Hell is the absence of God. Let me repeat this. Pain, for example, let me give you a piece of what hell is like. Hell is a painful thing. Hell is the moment of pain when you are in deep pain. Pain is the absence of God, is a sign of God's absence. Hallelujah. Is a sign of God's absence. Remember when Jesus was in greatest pain, he said, my Father, why have you forsaken me? He was in the greatest pain, and it appeared by that moment, God has given Jesus his back. Why? Because God could not continue looking at sin. It was a moment of nailing sin to death. God was throwing away the sin into hell. So God and hell are different. Now, Jesus was then born in you, in the new grace and glory of God in the Spirit. And he was then seen by the disciples and others. So I'm saying to you, choose life today. Love Jesus, and you also die and wake up like what Jesus did. We want to live thousands and millions of years in joy, in happiness with our Father, with God. Not in pain, in hell, where there is affliction and every evil thing, where there is no God. I thank you for taking your time to listen to this thing. My name is Davison Nzembe. So I might urge you to continue read the Bible. Read the Holy Bible. Find one and start reading it. Go to church. A church that believes in Jesus. Then you will be walking in God's ways. Repent and follow Jesus, and everything will be good to you. God blesses people. You will be blessed just right here on earth, and also after living here on earth, you will be blessed. I said I gave this piece because we are Lifelight Foundation, so we are happy when people live, and we are not happy when people lose life. So enjoy your time here on earth. Choose Jesus. Choose God, the real God. Choose truth. Follow Jesus. Like our page if you want more of this post. So, thank you once again. Enjoy your time. You can find me on 0775-991-061. 0775-991-061. You can find me there. By the way, on our institute, we also give business administration diplomas. We teach online lessons in business administration diplomas. We have got three types of business administration diplomas. We have got a diploma in business administration and operations management. And we also have a diploma in business administration, PU. Then we do have the third diploma, which is business administration and warehouse management. We also have a diploma in counseling. It's a diploma in counseling and spiritual awakening. We teach spiritual awakening. We've got short courses in spiritual awakening. We've got short courses in emotional intelligence. If you visit our website, you will find quite a lot of life books there. Visit our website. There are free audios. They are really very free and numerous life books that can save people's lives. Behavior changing books, personality changing books, you can find them there. There are also management books, business books, education books, a lot of books there. Types and types of books. So you can visit our site. You can choose any type of material you want there. All those books that I've talked about, those books, you can get them for free. You can just download them for free, probably in the safe life. But on the spiritual awakening short courses, we just ask for a small fee. So be blessed. Love Jesus. Turn to Jesus, the real Son of God. We saw him here. He came to be with us, to be friend to us. He's our friend. He's our Lord. He's our God. He loves you. He loves me. He loves his Father's works, the creation which God did. So we all thank him. I do thank him. I love being a follower of Jesus Christ. I thank you for having your time on this audio. Enjoy yourself. Thank you.